Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was named after a comedian, was foaled in the same crop as Secretariat, and earned an Eclipse Award as America's champion sprinter. His name was Shecky Green. Foaled in Florida on January 30th, 1970, Shecky Green was a bay colt by Noholm, a former Australian Horse of the Year, out of Lester's Pride by Model Cadet. The colt was bred and owned by Joe Kelman, head of a Chicago glass manufacturing concern and also a boxing promoter who had overseen the 1971 heavyweight bout between Jerry Quarry and Tony Doyle. Kelman often named his homebreds after friends of his who were comedians, and he decided to name this particular colt after Chicago native and Las Vegas headliner Shecky Green. And the colt bearing that name was sent to Chicago native Lou Goldfein for training. As a two-year-old in 1972, Shecky Green began his career by equaling the track record at Arlington Park for 5 furlongs in a time of 57 1/5 seconds. In fact, Shecky Green won his first 4 races as a juvenile, including a score by 9 lengths in the Arlington, Washington Futurity. But there was a problem. He proved unable to win outside Chicago. This fact became especially clear when Shecky Green suffered losses in the Cowden Stakes in New York and the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill Downs. In fact, he was beaten 31 lengths in the latter event. Goldfein and his assistant, George Huffnagel, were puzzled. The colt appeared to have an issue with his right front leg, but x-rays were negative. Dr. Robert Copeland, a pioneer in the field of equine orthopedic surgery, found nothing wrong with the colt's bones and joints. Instead, Dr. Copeland suggested the problem was not one of bone, but of muscle. And so he recommended an anti-inflammatory medication and advised Goldfein to take a cautious approach toward bringing Shecky Green back to the races. Goldfein listened. Goldfein returned Shecky Green to the racetrack for a narrowly constructed regimen of jogging. Not galloping, but jogging. He was to do nothing more than jog. First it was 2 furlongs, then it was 3. Eventually, he was jogging a half mile. Shecky Green continued progressing and made his 3-year-old debut on Valentine's Day 1973 at Hialeah Park. The result? Shecky Green won by 8 lengths in track record time, 1:08 3/5 seconds for the 6 furlongs with Braulio Baeza aboard. 1 week later, he won the Florida Breeders' Handicap at 7 furlongs, carrying 127 pounds. The runner-up carried 116. In his next start, Shecky Green took the 20th running of the Hutchison Stakes at Gulfstream Park, equaling the track record for 7 furlongs in 1:20 4/5 seconds. He then stretched to 2 turns and won the Fountain of Youth, always a significant Derby prep. A win at Churchill Downs on April 28th in the Stepping Stone Purse at 7 furlongs, 1 week before the Kentucky Derby, had Kelman dreaming of roses. But the Derby, of course, would belong to Secretariat, while Shecky Green ran 6th after setting the early pace. But while the nation was being dazzled by Big Red, Lou Goldfein was busy mapping a campaign for the remainder of 1973, which would carry Shecky Green to an Eclipse Award as champion sprinter. He won the Select Handicap at Monmouth Park, the Midwest Handicap at Hawthorne, the Kelso Handicap at Delaware Park, and the Patuxent Handicap in Maryland. He won a total of 7 stakes on the year and went unbeaten at 6 furlongs. Shecky Green was retired from racing the following year in October of 1974 and went to stud at Walmack Farm in Lexington, Kentucky. His final race record, 15 wins from 29 starts, including 9 stakes victories and 3 track records to go with that Eclipse Award. As a stallion, he sired 33 stakes winners, including European champion juvenile Green Desert. The sire of 10 crops of foals, Shecky Green died on March 9, 1984, of a heart attack at Walmack and was laid to rest at Ashford Stud Farm, owned at the time by veterinarian Bill Lockridge, who was a key figure in Shecky Green's syndication for stallion duty. Some might remember Shecky Green as a footnote to Kentucky Derby history, led the race for 7 furlongs, and then finished off the board as Secretariat was beginning his Triple Crown run. But Shecky Green also reminds one that there was more to 1973 than the Triple Crown, and that a loss to Secretariat need not define a horse's entire career. A champion in his own right, Shecky Green has earned his place in racing history by reminding us that success does not just come at classic distances. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.